Chapter 5. Nath donned his hood and headed straight for the middle of town. His clawed toes sunk deep into the muddy streets, and the rain became heavy.
Be smart about this.
Someone controlled the dragon, or dragons, and that person most likely was the overseer, the sluggard the boy mentioned. The sound came from the other side of town. Nath kept going and made a bead for the steps of a large wooden building. Outside the double doors were posted two soldiers that lowered their spears on his approach. They were men. Sizable.
What are you doing outside of your room, villager?
One said in a rough voice.
You want killed, do you?
Nath ripped the spear out of the man's hands and drove the butt of the spear into the chin of the other soldier, who sagged to the ground, just as Nath wrapped his fingers around the bewildered first soldier's throat. The man's face turned purple.
Is the overseer in there?
The soldier nodded.
Does he control the dragon?
The soldier nodded again.
Blink for every person inside the assembly room.
The soldier's bulging eyes blinked 5 times.
Including the overseer?
The soldier nodded. Nath hauled the man over to the porch post.
Ever kiss a post before?
Wide-eyed, the soldier shook his head. Nath shoved his head forward. He dropped the man to the ground. He opened the double doors, stepped inside, and closed them right behind him. 2 candelabras hung above the room. A large fireplace on the opposite side was filled with burning wood. A long table stretched out in front of the mantel from one side of the room to the other. The place smelled of wine, sweat, and old food. A man sat at the table, back to the fire, chewing on a rack of meat. He was big-boned and heavy, with greasy black hair combed over the side of his head. A large, bright crystal hung from a heavy gold chain on his neck, outside his heavy leather armor. 2 dog-faced gnolls in plate mail armor stood on either side.
Can I help you?
The heavy man said in an arrogant voice. 2 lizard men shifted in the corners closer to Nath.
I am not of the impression that you're the kind of person that helps anyone,
Nath said. He kept his hooded head down. He raised his clawed finger.
But if you truly want to help, you can stop eating and start leaving.
The overseer's head popped up from his food.
Ha ha!
He laughed.
Do my ears deceive me? Are you another upstart villager? A foolish troubadour passing by, perhaps?
He dropped his rack of meat on the platter with a bang, stood, and drew his heavy shoulders back.
I am Overseer Dormus. I am not amused. Remove your hood, or I shall have my soldiers remove it for you, head included.
Nath heard the lizard men's swords sliding out of their scabbards. The gnolls hopped over the table and stood between him and the overseer, leaving a man-sized gap between them.
I am unarmed,
Nath said, holding his hands out wide.
Certainly I'm no threat to you, Overseer Doorknobs.
It's Dormus.
He rapped his fist on the table.
And you just came into my assembly room and told me to stop dining.
He grabbed his goblet and took a long slug of wine.
And to start leaving?
Overseer Dormus leaned closer, his beady eyes squinting.
My, what long fingernails you have. You speak too well to be a lizard man, but your build is that of one. Interesting.
The overseer didn't seem one bit nervous. His stern face overcompensated for his sagging jaw. At one time, the man might have been a seasoned soldier, but now he didn't look the part. Still, Nath sensed something dangerous about the man. He was sly. Unpredictable. Nath's eyes slid over the gnolls. Each carried a flail with 3 spiked balls and a chain.
Feel free to take your man and leave now,
Nath said, walking into the center of the room.
And no harm will come to you whatsoever.
Overseer Dormus yawned, resumed his seat at the table, and poured another glass of wine. One of his hands slipped under the table. The other hoisted up the goblet.
I say brave men are fools that survived.
A pair of gold teeth showed when he grinned.
I say brave men are fools that die.
A crossbow bolt zoomed from underneath the table. Nath snatched it out of the air.
Impossible!
Overseer Dormus yelled. He jumped up and banged his knee on the table.
Kill him! Kill him now!